If you give all, right? You would think that it's pasha that you would obviously make a mezonos on it, and you would never be chayv to wash on it, even if you're koveya suda, even if you have a shear kviya suda. But and the Rama says in the end of Sefer Gimel, chozel olmayri el b'di isvei lachar afia tolar lechem. There has to be some sort of shape of a bread. Avi lesser tolar lechem. But if they have no shape of a bread, and the Rama says can go on lakshin. Like lakshin, so that you wouldn't ever make hamotzi or wash, and that's the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Most opinions in the sheets, we'll just say it outside now, just in the interest of time. Rabbi Yashiv is a fascinating fetish. Rabbi Yashiv says no, but after you're putting it in the oven and you're baking it, so then that makes it possible bekistin. Because now you have a sweetener onto some sort of pas that was cooked, and now it's going to be baked. So it should be no different than the bagel. That the bagel is
a dough. But this is never a dough.
Right, but this is but meaning the point is the bagel. Even though you initially went through a bishul stage, doesn't mean you can't be chayev and be a pas afterwards. That's what he's proving.
What?
It
never. At no point is it a pas.
No, it now has a. He's saying now in its raised state, it has a tohar lechem. Once it comes together and it becomes a kugel, it has it. Let's see it inside. He says that's the in the baking stage, that's the tohar lechem. You're not finishing off with cooking. You're going to bake with it. Kovitz Chubas 23. Chayyar Nira Lodun the Kugel Bechlaz Pasal Vekissen Hu. And Hashem and Shesamim Hu Rak Ma'at Kadesh Lo Yisarit. Who Shavim Alon.
Page 32.
Ugvam Alon the Achdafu Be Ilfis Ushamu Ma'at Mashka Shemoshkin Boa Ilfis Shalo Yisarif Aisa Dino Kalechem. Lo Yochel Kashir Kvia Suda Shitzarif Levarach Birkas Hamazon. So he says, if you only put a certain amount of oil here, so he says, what are you really doing over here? You're taking noodles. You don't have a lot of mashke in them, and then you're going to bake them in the oven. So now that's going to be pasuv v'kistin. So I assume he means that that now in the raised stage that's going to be a tohar lechem. The Zos HaBracha in 24 says. Harvey Postkim Kalkol of Elohim of Gon Rishon Zaman Orach Rav Chaim Pesach Scheinberg of Gon Yitzchok Zilber V'chein Nifsak V'sefer Birkas Hananin. Let's just skip a little bit. Mashinogim, fourth line from the end. Hayom Shalachar Bishol Kal Shal Itrius. Even if you cook the noodles a little bit, Ma'arvim Behem May Beitzim Ba'ofen Osam B'taner Eino Inyan L'Nidin Shalafiyo Achar Bishol. Shalom Asakan Isa Klal, exactly like Dr. Fisher said. The Chute Abotik Nikarm Lahatzum, because each noodle is recognizable. Raksham Ischabram Ktsas Ayde Mea Beitzim. Ulas Hatanar, and the effect of the oven, Eno Elo Lavashlam Biritibas Shebehem. It's only to just do a recooking. That there is some moisture there. It's fact that he's saying that even though you're sticking it in the oven, he's calling that cooking. Because there's some moisture from the kugel, from the noodles. In Mea Beitzim, Eino Inyan Klal Lafia. So that's the opinion of most folks. Okay. So just to wrap up, just a few loose ends.
Would Zidi be considered according to Leyashim? Would that be Tatsu
no. You
no,
never.
It's only specifically regarding eggs and flour.
You're saying because you're baking it afterwards.
It anyway.
What?
It's cooking in sauce.
Yeah,
it's, in
yeah, right, right.
Well, let's say macaroni cheese or something like that.
You're saying either, right.
Letting it crisp over.
But it's
still a
noodle, just like this. No, it
could
be the same thing, probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, the
Z. I don't know. That might be exactly what Dr. Fisher's asking. Meaning, is he only saying it because it rises into an entity? Not, it's not independent noodles.
So,
meaning, everyone would agree. The Rama says, if it's just noodles, if it's just lakshin, So then, you know, there's, you know, there's nothing to compare this to pas at all. So I don't think my macaroni would say it.
So unless if it dries out, then I have a cake, then I make a cook, then I have everything else.
What?
Sometimes if you have macaroni and cheese and it gets overcooked, it'll become like a loaf.
Yes, that's a Yerushalmi
rule. So that would be a Yerushalmi rule at that point.
Yeah, if you have Kriya Suda, according to Rabbi Yashiv, and not according to most poskim, yeah. Yeah. Rabbi Yashiv is a big chiddush. Okay. Rabose, just in terms of matzahs, we mentioned, fascinating, it's just our welcome. Everyone should think about it every time they eat matzah and Pesach. It's really pasul v'kisnin. It really is something that Sfardim are make a lot of sense, that they make mizonos all year round. Why Sfardim hold that you don't make a mizonos on Pesach? Because that's pas. And that's the only thing that there is. And every time you're eating it, you're being kovei suda. And there might be an inyan, according to Sfardim, to actually make sure that you're being kovei suda on Pesach. If you look in the Or Letzion in source number 22, he says this. Because it's a meal food, so therefore you make hamotzi on it. Okay, Varakli Mea Pesach, next paragraph, Shamatsu Yimachal Kolodum Varakli Amotzi, Chemoyotziot Vakhach of Pesach, Apopishamutta Bakilis Chametz, we come and came to Robne Odom, Oklamatsu, the Kobum Lasuda, Adain Chashuba Kalechem Gomer. So it's unbelievable. It's what's causing this? Because of Pesach, because of what most people do on this Yantif. I'll cope on him. Listen to this in the last paragraph. Yire Shamayim Lo Yochel Matzah Elik Shir Kviya Suda Vaaz Yavarachal Amotzi. You hear this? Sfardim should be Machmir. That anytime they eat matzah and they're washing on Pesach, should always eat a shear of Kviya Suda. Now let's keep in mind, Rabbosai, what's Sfardim Shita about being Mitzdarif Dvar Macherim? Comes out, that which we thought the Sfardim are more Makel, here we have a Chumrah. Because if you don't accept the Magen Avraham, so you have to have a Kviya Suda of what? Of matzah. That's a lot of matzah. That's a lot of matzah. You have to have matzah every time you wash, according to this Rabben Psak of Rabben Tzion Abel Shaul. Okay. But that's a fascinating yisod. Okay.
Would that say that about the Sephardi matzahs also?
Huh?
Would they say that about the Sephardi matzahs? Or is it only because they're stuck
the,
about
the Yemenite matzahs, you mean? They're not, yeah, not all Sephardi might have that.
I know, but I'm saying the old, the thick matzahs. Because like, maybe that's not possible. Because
no, I don't think so. I think that's possible.
That's possible.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're talking about the hard crackers type. Yeah. Okay. Just, we also mentioned Rabbi Avadia Shita, based on the Shitas of the Ramon, the Mechaber, about having the sweetness being rov, or having the sweetness being able to be tasted. So this is the source number 17. I'm sure many of you have seen, whenever you have a Shabbos get-together with Sfardim many times, or downstairs, we'll have two types of challah, to have for the Ashkenazim, egg challah, and for the Sfardim, water challah. So that's the Zyalkid Yosef in source number 17. That any mixture. Kol sheyesh bo shum tarovus v'opin sheniker bo tamasikus. Shita the mechaber is if it's recognizable, it's a problem. Mikoch meperis o sukar v'dvash v'adei sfir le'maran shem avarach borim minuzonus. Chen kosa b'kaf ha'chaim shem minig ha'olam k'demash v'mestimas divrei shulchan aruch. Go, let's skip to the third paragraph. Hilkoch, unbelievable. Ein levarach al chalos mesukos shenirgish b'am mitam mesikus el borim minuzonus v'brach v'achs v'in sholosh. You should have water challah. You should have regular pizza. Okay, interesting. Fine. Just to finish off, Rabbi Osai, the only...
Is number 16, was that said a few weeks ago? With the cutting off the rope?
Yes, yes, I noticed that, yeah. Yeah, Zach. Source number 16, thank you, Mark. He gives the Eitzah when you're being Mitzdarif, Dvar Macherim, that if you make an Ala Michya, so that is Mafsik, the Achila. And that's what you suggested, Zach. So that's very good, Mar Makom Shkayach, yeah. Okay, fine. There is, we discussed Franks and Blankets, we suggested that that would be included in the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Pei Dalid, that was a snack food. Mark pointed out last year that maybe cheese snaps probably would be in that category if people are snacking on that, like a Frank's and Blanket type food. And you wouldn't need to wash on that unless you're eating a shear of Kviya Suda. We spoke about waffles, pancakes, possibly the Kistin. It has a thicker end result, but it has a lot of sweetener and it is baked. But as opposed to something very thin, perhaps a crepe, that that wouldn't necessarily fall into that. And that would, we said, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, that if it remains very thin, so then it doesn't even get with Kviya Suda to be the stage of possibly the Kistin. Deli roll, I will not eat out deli roll outside of a suda. I think deli roll is a shayla of hashtida according to the Magen Avraham. Again, machlek is the Magen Avraham in the Taz, but that goes back to the pizza story. And like we saw and we spoke about last week, so they showed in the video, the pizza is the difference between regular pizza and frozen pizza, but even regular pizza, if that's considered a meal food, and that's what people are kovei suda, and it might even be hashtida, so then a person should wash on that. Okay. Last thing is about wraps. That's what Dee is pointing out. That was the shear, the shalosh shudis. Okay, so wraps. I actually have a little bit of, I mentioned this a few years ago that we spoke about wraps, that shalosh shudis. I think that it might be connected, the different minhagim between Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. Rav David Feinstein, Rav Belsky all thought that wraps you have to wash. It's considered bread, makes sense, flour and water. So why wouldn't it be considered bread? So the Orchus Shabbos, Rabbi Rubin, has a piece over here in source number 25, and he suggests that these wraps or tortillas, he thinks that it comes based on the following idea, which we mentioned a few times already. One of the most important and fundamental debates about Passover Kistin is actually not found in any of the Seifim of Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch starts off Passover Kistin, as we mentioned, with three categories, three examples. So the Machlekes had to understand those three categories, those three different sheets. So they're arguing with each other, and the Mechaber is being Machmer for each one. Or are they agreeing with each other, and each Rishon is just giving another example of something that was a snack food of their time? The Nafkamina will be, this is the sheet of the Maimon Mordechai, and the Bir Halacha quotes it, Nafkamina will be a situation where new snack foods that are made with flour and water might enter onto the surface, like a soft pretzel. Will you have to automatically wash, because it's not one of the examples of Shulchan Aruch? Or do you say, no one is kovei suda on a soft pretzel. You eat it on the go. It's a snack. So therefore, it's a borim imunizos. So that is a major, major machlekes apayskim, and you'll find different practices amongst different people. Shlomo Zalman was makel on his Maimon Mordechai. Many people are machmir based on the pashat reading of the Shulchan Aruch. These are the examples of pasul b'kistin and nothing else. So that really might be the situation when it comes to wraps also. Wraps... in Chutz La'aretz, many of the poskim think they eat it. You're eating it as pas. You're eating it as a meal food. The Rabbi Rubin in this article thinks that a person eats a wrap on a go, and therefore he thinks it's a snack food. And that's why, if you accept the Maimor Mordechai, so then that would be a tzad lahaga. Now, I'm just pointing out that you're assuming that that's the definition of pasul b'kistin, meaning that's already a question. But in that assumption, then you also have to assume that it's correct that wraps are not meal foods and wraps are snack foods. So that might be a difference between Eretz Yisrael and America. I mentioned at the time, I think that Eretz Yisrael is very not carb-focused. Their whole diet's carbs. They eat pita, lafas, and all, everything. So for them, a wrap could be on the go, because when you're going to actually eat the meal, you're going to have the real lechem. We're much more carb-focused. And even a wrap could be a meal type food. That's a question. That's a question about all of these situations. Yeah.
So what about berekas?
So berekas.
People eat
good
meal.
Oh, so berekas that are baked are filled with either potato and cheese. So I believe that should be the machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. But if you're taking a small, tiny bereka and you're eating it like Franks and Blankets, so then that wouldn't be pashtida. It's like the Franks and Blankets. It's a snack food. It's only the larger berekas that I think it would be a shiloh of pasavikas. I actually, in the notes, I called Eliada about this. I didn't agree with the way it was presented. He says the Bezos HaBracha told him this, or presented like this. But he thought that the berekas, for some reason, the large berekas, should be totally on the machlekas between the paiskim about the sweet rolls, about the rolls on the plane. But I don't understand why that should be. This is a separate shiloh of pashtida. The sweet rolls, the machmirim held that you're replacing bread. So if you're replacing bread, even if it technically might be rov meperis, if it's not recognizable, and it's there to be a tachlif of bread, so bread is bread. And that's what many of the poskim said, that you should be machmir, and that's what they wrote a tshuva to stop it on the airplanes and to stop it at the chasnas. Berekas is a totally separate shiloh. That's a baked filling with potatoes. So what do I do when it's filled with potatoes, even if it's considered a meal food, but it might be pashtida. So if you hold that that's possible, a kisten like the taz, so you could be makel. Depending on what you would say by pizza, might lend itself to berekas as well. Okay, so that's in terms of all of this, Rabbi Yisai. I want to talk about tonight, Rabbi Yisai, and I really want to finish this because it's very important and we have to move a little bit. But a very important shiloh. Everything we've been talking about is making pas. Making pas of a kisten or making regular pas, okay? What about destroying pas? What about changing, adulterating pas? Something that was once bread, and now we want to change that. This is going to deal with Rabosai French toast. It's going to deal with matzah brei. It's going to deal with breadcrumbs. It's going to deal with croutons. And it's going to deal with challah. So all these interesting shilas that come up, we have to learn the sodos in order to apply it into all these different categories. And there are a few different rules that a person has to familiarize himself. So the sources, and source number 26 comes from the Gemara in Brachas. That's on our sugya. Person grinds it up and then bakes it. So then he makes bread. That's regular. You transform a chita, which a raw chita on its own is bar pri adama, right? That's the reason why Rav Shlomo Zalman says you make a bar pri adama on a rice cake. A rice cake is, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, just a blown up chita. So therefore, it's still a bar pri adama, blown up orez, and therefore it's not mizonos. And then you make lechem. Fine. So the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yosef. Hai chavitza de isvei perur and kizayis betchilu mevarach lehem motzi lechem anaretz alu asov mevarach lehem sholosh brachos. So the Gemara says that you have a certain type of entity called a chavitza, and you'll make a hamotzi, it's considered bread, and you're going to bench. But the Gemara says a kla, when? If it has a kizayis. So we have a new entity over here, Rav Yosef. Nothing to do with kviya suda, nothing to do with anything impossible for kisten. There's a new thing called kezayis. Kezayis. Does the slices have a kezayis? Lespa pirun kezayis. If it doesn't have kezayis, then it's baruch le mezonos b'tchila l'besof baruch ha'ach mezonos. Then it's just a mezonos. Interesting. Amrav shishas ha'ach habitza afagat lespa pirun kezayis baruch le mezonos b'naretz amarava hu de'ika alea torisa dina. So now the Gemara makes an about face. The Gemara says, has nothing to do with kezayis or not kezayis. Rabbi says, if it has tzuris apas, then we make hamotzi. If it doesn't have tzuris apas, then we don't have hamotzi. What in the world is going on in this Gemara? Okay? Good. The first Gemara, afla ubishla, tzak rashi. La'achasha afla betaner va'asal lechem, chazer ubishla b'mayim. I'm sorry. I presented this Gemara wrong. I forgot the bishla part. The Gemara says you made pas, and then you cooked it. So what? The Gemara says, it's straight up lechem, no problem, right? La'akshav v'tanav ha'as lechem, chozer bishlamayim, you cooked it in water, fine. Then the Gemara presents chavitza, so what's the definition of chavitza? It's So I believe this is Tosis over here. This is not Rashi. Chavitza, Tosa says, Ainu perurim anidbakim yachad ayidei marak o ayidei chalav. You have some sort of agent, milk or soup or honey, whatever it is, that now is taking the pieces and connecting them together, but through no method of cooking or baking. Okay? It's just combining these entities with this new paste. Okay? And then the Gemara says, the last klal, that you need tzuras hatas. So how do you put all this together? Let's see source number 27. The base says, Achilik ha-shlishi hu misvar. Kevin shu pas b'li tarov es shum mashke, en yotze mitoras lechem. So this is very important, but say this is what the klal, the Shulchan Aruch, is going to tell us. Once pas is always pas. If you don't go through a method to change the pas, namely to cook it, to fry it, to do something, to adulterate the pas, but you're just cutting it into small pieces, the Rashba, the Rabbeinu, they write, once pas is always pas. The fact that it's a small, I might only wash or make or bench if it's a kezias. I might only wash if it's a certain shear, but hamotzi is chayev even mamashu. Good. The adkan lo kama ravad, but even the ika lay turis and the nama. When do we need tzuras hapas? Ela b'chavitza shapirurin uravin emamashke. When is that? When you have this second type of chavitza, which is pieces that come together through some sort of liquid or honey. Aleicha shapirurin levada b'lishum taros, but it's just bread. Al pishapirurin dagam yoser, even though it's very small crumbs. La'olam shem lechem aleim umavarch aleim amotzi shalosh brachos. Therefore, you should always make amotzi, and you should wash on them. So now let's see in our simen, Kuf Semeches, Siv Yud. Chavitza. I mean, let's go to Siv Tes first. It's very. Pas Gomer Afi Upachs Mikhazais Mavarach Lov Amut. Abla Akhav in Mavarach Klum Kosholo Afizais. There's no need to have a Kazais when it comes to Stam Pas. And no matter how small it is, it stays past. Which start us thinking, okay, so what's with breadcrumbs? Isn't breadcrumbs just small past? So why don't you always have to make amotzi on breadcrumbs? Maybe you do. Maybe when it's on a schnitzel, maybe it's just totally tafel. And that's the reason. But in a chrami, if you just eat the crumbs on its own, in a chrami. Sif Yud, this is the Shulchan Aruch codifying this halacha. Chavitza. Dahainu perure lechem, pieces of bread. Shenidbakim yachad ayde mara. So this is the second example that Rava was commenting on. He didn't explain it yet. Perure lechem shenidbakim ayde mara that are connected through some sort of sauce. In this special, says the Shulchan Aruch, if it went through a cooking process. In Yesh Ben Kazayis, if they had the size of Kazayis, Afal Pisha Embo Tor Lechem, Mevarach Alav Hamotzi Ubir Kazamozim. It's the size of Kazayis. Vim Embo Em Kazayis, Afal Pisha Nerish Yesh Bo Tor Lechem, in Mevarach Alabar Vinazon Zabrach Mahmed Shalosh. Okay, so first example, Rabosa, let's understand this. You have a slice of bread that now you cooked. Okay? So Shulchan Aruch says, is it a size of Kazayis or is it not a size of Kazayis? It's the size of kazayis, you make amotzi. Anyone have an example of this for both sides?
Size of bread.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, but that would be a kol shekin, right? If you had pieces of bread that you stuck them together and then you cook it, right?
French toast.
The first question you'd have to ask yourself with French toast is, what's the size of my pieces? If in theory you cook it up and it's small bites, so then it's going to be a burimim in izonos. But if normally there are larger slices, larger than a kazayis, so that's going to go bread that goes through the bishul process, and that's going to be hamotzi, matzah bread.
Why if it's small? It has a toal lechem. There's no question that it looks like bread, it tastes like bread.
So, you are mafkia the bread through bishul. You uprooted the shame bread through Bishlam. That's what Chavitza does.
But we're not mafkiyeh when we leave as a kezayis.
Right.
So why does the size lead to hafkava? It's not the process of cooking that causes
hafkava. Right. Where does this kezayis come from?
After I cut it in half, suddenly it loses shame lechem?
There's no heter on Shabbos if it's different sizes, right?
I don't know, I guess the Gemara thought that it could only, even though it went through, the main reason, the main thing that happened over here is that it went through this other process. So that's Oker the Shem Afia. So the Gemara thought that if it still is larger in size, then it didn't affect it totally, that it loses its Shem Pas. I don't know, maybe it's a svara of a snack food, I don't know. It's a good shiloh. To look at the Rishonim on the Gemara there, what's the significance of kezayis? Is it because it's a snack? Is it because it's stomach? The size has an effect on whether or not it's considered a classic kviya suda type food like pas is.
We don't say by a bagel, right?
No, because a bagel you're baking.
Cooked.
Yeah, cooked, but then baked.
Because
yeah, it's only when you're when
you're afterwards,
right, exactly,
then size
right. Exactly right. Yeah,
it has to be cut before the cooking.
Yes, yeah. The fact that I'm cutting my French toast into bite sizes is not going to it's not going to be a heter. Look at 28. Lo amr shekazayis lechem afoy enu misbatal b'toras lechem b'bishal afilu enbo tor lechem. He says over here that kezayis lechem that was baked and then cooked, right? It has to be a kezayis that was residual from that originally afia, but not if it was reformed through a new kneading process. Yeah, Josh.
For the French toast case, it sounds like Shulchan Aruch and Daf Yacha that creates a new entity.
Yeah, that's what Adi was asking.
Meaning if you just have...
So
like
it's a kol shekein if it's not Misdaf
Yacha. It's
saying if you have kezayis. You know, kezayis of a slice of bread.
That's been a kezayis. You make small French toast that's not...
So you're saying that should be Hamotzi?
It sounds to me like from Shulchan Aruch,
Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. If you look at Sivkat Memtes, Chavitza. Akdim lezeh asif hakdama ktsara, Sivkat Memtes. He's going to give a little background. Yesh bezeh shlosh ofanim. Pas, shapiri lepirurin ubishlo. You have pas, that you made into small crumbs, and then you cooked it. Tali bezeh. It's dependent. Ima pirurin gedolim sheesh bem kezayis. If the pieces that you cut now and made into a kezayis, lo nispatlo mehem shem pas, even if it doesn't look bread-like afterwards, as long as it has kezayis, even though it went through a bishul stage, you are chayv and amotz. Even if it has a tzura of a pas, that tzura of the pas is insufficient since it went through a bishul process, and therefore it's a bar minzonos. The shem top shilolim. Im lo bishlu, what about the other category that the Gemara spoke about? You never went through the cooking process. Rak shapira b'ka'ara, I made it to small pieces. V'nischabru apirur and yachad, I did vashomark. And then I connected them all together with a honey or a sauce. M'yesh adayin, so then it's a separate question. M'yesh adayin aleim Torah lechem, if they still look like pas, great. V'varach lena amotzi, and now we don't care about size. Afilu im'ein v'apirun b'kzayis. V'im'ein v'im Torah lechem, and if they don't have the recognition of being bread, what the original, v'varach lem bar minadonos, elim kein haya beperun kezayis. But over here, if they don't have Torah lechem, and what? And they have a kezayis, then they will be hamos. Kaniska le'el le'in bishol. Gimel is kishalo bishol. The gamel is chavra perun yachlai dimashka, and you didn't do anything to them. Filum apirim dakim gisolus uvarachalim mosi the shame pasalim. Ba'atin svaras asif bezas hashem svaras. So what will be the din, right? If you have, let's say, like what Josh was saying. Let's say you have, no, the opposite of what Josh was saying. Let's say you have a bread that you're not putting with any marak, you're not connecting the pieces. You just take the slice of bread and you start cooking it. Right? It's not like the steamed rolls that he just showed us. Because that was a dough.
It's olive.
What?
It's olive.
No, but that's what he was pointing out. We're talking about a situation where pieces together were put together with a marak.
No, but the olive is... This is without a marak.
But the Mechaber says, "Peru lechem shenidbeku
aydei marak." So
I'm saying that's the mishnah, right? So that's the question. What would be the din according to the Mechaber? The way the Mechaber presents it, what?
I think it's bet.
What is bet?
The Mechaber brings the chafitza is assuming you bet.
Chaber brings both. We didn't read finish the whole Chaber. Chaber starts off like this. This is why it's a little confusing. Chaber starts off, Chavitza is peru lechem shenitbakim yachal aydei marak. Then he says, what do you do with it? Did you cook it? Or did you not cook it? So we learned the part that we cooked it. Now skip to the end of the third line. Vim eno mavushal, rather what? What is it? Elishu mechubar aydei dvash o marak. It just connects through this paste. So then, imyesh beprusas kazayis mavarach lan motzi. If it has a kazayis, so you always make a motzi, even if it doesn't have tovar lechem. Vim ein b'em kazayis, and if it doesn't have a kazayis, so then it's dependent. Does it have tovar lechem?
The
product.
The product.
Yeah. Imyesh b'em tovar lechem dainu shu nikar v'yadua shu lechem mavarach lan motzi. Vim ein b'em tovar lechem mavarach. Right? So here, you could have a chiyuv of Birkas Hamazon and a motzi, even though it doesn't have kezayis, if it has toar lechem. Which is not like the case of Bishul, which was only if it has kezayis. Okay? Second to last line. Then eino mavushal, v'lo mechuver. If it's not cooked, and it's not stuck together. Ela mefura dak dak, rather it's just pieces of bread. Afal pisha embo kazayis v'lo tor alechem mevarach lechem motzi. Pas is pas. Pas always stays as pas. Okay? So I think the same would be true no matter what, whether or not it's stuck together or not, that would be chavitza.
So what's French together? Don't get to French toast.
French toast would be
like
challah. No, that's what I'm saying. Why is that challah?
Because it looks like it's...
You're cooking it.
Yeah, but it's still aleph.
But how is French toast cooking?
You're putting...
I mean, you just dip it in the egg off the fire, and then you're putting
it
in a pan.
You're putting it in
an
oil and
still cooking.
You're not putting it...
It's frying.
So it's frying cooking or not.
It's frying with a little bit of oil, not the deep fry.
Oh, so we have to see this. So that's what we're going to get to. Good. So, let's see. So this, what's the Mishnah Berurah in an Aleph saying? You have bread that had some moisture that stuck the pieces together, or the Mishnah Berurah says you just soaked the bread, and the soaking of the bread affected the water to turn colors. But he's quoting is the Sif in Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Aleph says, Yesh Bisha Omer, the Perurim Shanosim Amayim Amayim Islabnim, Machma Se Perurim. Whenever you soak bread and the liquid changes colors because of the soaking, Azalei Terusa Denama, that's an automatic way that the Tzuras HaPas is gone. The Ein Mavarach Le Elaborim and Zonos Abrach Lapsvein Sholosh. So you can already become a Hamotzi without the Bishul process if you just soak the bread to the state, according to this Yesh Omerim, where the water changes colors because of the amount of time it's been soaked. So that's what Mishnah Berurah is saying over here in an Aleph. You just soaked bread. You can become mimzonos even from that. Nun Beis, in this bashel, Hainu shenosan alechem bekli rishon. We have to, the Mishabur over here says, you have to pay attention, what are you doing, and how are you heating up, and where are you heating up this bread? Because in order to be the category of chavitza, that what? The chavitza type that's totally on kezayis versus not kezayis, right? The chavitza that's cooked, that's always dependent on kezayis or not, even if it doesn't have a Torah lechem, right? So now we need something that halachically is considered bishul. It's going to make a difference if it's a kli rishon or if it's a kli sheni. This is where Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Kashrus plays a role in Hilchos Brachos. Sifkot Nun Beis. And Ushinazan Alechem a kli rishon. Kisha Amid Ala Eish. O Al Kol Kwanim Shaya Yatza Ledisbo. Havel b'kli sheni. But if you put it into a secondary kli, which halachically, even though it's very hot, it's not considered bishul. Lo Chash Bishul. So then, even though it's very hot and this item is actually getting cooked up, but it's no different than putting a marak or a paste on it that would be tully on Torah Lechem or not. But keep in mind that even in a klisheni, if you soak it enough that you get to the territory of Sif Yud Aleph, that what? Now the liquid is now changing colors, so that's going to be a mezonos for another. Avon mislabin, amayim kederach shematzik shnisher pas mayim chamin mvor b'sif yudalta. It is an extra pas keim bo torah lech. The meniach haperurin b'ka'aro. The era. By the way, should keep that in mind. If anyone was here, anyone who's here for Pesach. So if you remember, oh, nice little. So if you remember, the first days of Pesach. I think it was the first day that I spoke with it. The woman in our shul couldn't chew the matzah. So we said to soak the matzah. So you have to keep in mind, don't soak it for too long. Because if you soak it for too long, so it loses its tzuras hapas.
Tomorrow.
What?
Straight up piece of the morning.
What's straight up piece of? No, we're saying, without being matzah shalak. I'm just saying it's not pas anymore. It's because it's a sefirah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
My French, is it dafka that the water changes, or is that a, you would also that the bread has changed? Like my French toast, when I make it, usually the egg doesn't change, but the bread.
The Gemara says that it is good. The Gemara doesn't say it's not good. The Gemara says no good. Yeah.
My French toast, like the egg doesn't usually change colors, but the bread very clearly changes. Meaning is the
right. I don't think Sefirah Aleph is applicable to the French toast. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So let kasua oh. See what the Mishabur is doing over here? He's taking all of Simon Shin Yud Ches and Hilchos Shabbos. Apparently he went to SCP 5 years ago. And he says, now let's go through it. So we have Bishul, Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni. Now we have Iri Kli Rishon. Is that Bishul or is it not Bishul? He says, Kasar Achron is the Safik. Ooh, it's a Machlokes Rishon. Is it Mevashel? Is it not, right? How do we possibly say Mevashel Kli Klipo? So now we don't know. So how do we deal with that in Hilchos Brachos? So he says, Taka Safi, Im Yeshul Din Bishul Allah, Al Kain, Ein Bepirurim Kazayis, Yesh Bo Torah Lechem, Yivarach Al Pas Achret Tfilah. So stay out of the Safi. Good. Nun Gimel, Im Yesh Bahem Kazayis, Lav Dafka Bekulam. It doesn't mean that every slice has to have Kazayis. El Afilu Im Yesh Kazayis, Bechad, the Prusa, if one of them has a Kazayis, Gamkin Mavarakala Motzi Brixamosim and Mela Yachalef Lashar Akhtanos Gamkin. Good. Nun Dalit Kazayas, right? Yeshbem Kazayas. Rotzalomer Ba Prusa Atzvash Mavarakala Hoyaba Kazayas Mikodim. Belon Nifchasam Yeshur Zel Ide Bishol. The fact that it was before Afia, right, is not, it means at the end of the day when you finish your product, but before you cut it off. Belon Mitzdarfin La Mashin is Dabka Mchabrosea. Right? We want to know about the actual pas. Okay. Nunhe. Afal pisha ein bo. Tekevin sheyesh bam kazayis lo nisbatu b'menu shem lechem. So that's right, Dr. Fisher, that's what he answers. Kazayis adds to the shem lechem. I would assume that what that is because of it still has that that meal type orientation. Fine. Nunvav, but enachami, it is a new klal. Nunvav, Shinera, the Kavendish is Bashel, Eno Chash of Torah Lechem. The imlo bishla mikdera el a. So this is very important. Nunvav. So nunvav, what are we talking about over here? If he doesn't have kazayas, even if as to our lechem, what do we make a bracha on? If there was bishel, merimin umrazonos, right? The cave that is special, what's critical over here is since you're cooking it, you're mafkia the shame lechem, as long as it doesn't have a kazayas. Eino chashav Torah lechem. Bimlo bishla mikdera, what are you doing? Ela tignem b'mashka b'machvas. What's tignem b'mafsha, Rabosei? Deep fry is not tigun. Halachically, in Hilchos Shabbos, and for our purposes, and really in Hilchos Kashrus, it's a very important klal, is that deep frying, when you deep fry, when it's sitting in mashke, that is considered bishul. The fact that it's oil doesn't make a difference. The fact that we call it frying doesn't mean it's frying. There's something called tigun, which is a new category in halacha, which is minute amount of oil. And fundamentally, it's really just on the pot. There's a little bit of amount of oil. And that's what complicates things in terms of kashering and what whole steer in Shulchan Aruch in terms of whether or not you have to do libun or you have to do agala. Very unclear what this mid-category of tigun is. So also over here, it's not bishul, it's tigun. So now, what do? Mashal me'am mogen avroam, sifka on lamed vav, the lo avike bishul. U'ma'ani v'tor lechem kamol kamay ba'ofen hasheni. So this is just like mashke. What's the difference? So Torah lechem, even if it's less big because I score in the mogen avroam, would be chayv and amotzi. U'lfi dashari achronim sham in hechuk l'dvarov. V'anochon. So what do? You have a machlekes poskim against the mogen avroam. So what's the correct practice? Shebetigun lo yochal b'shiyesh bo tor lechem kiyem v'toch hasudah. If you have something that's tigun, and what? And it has tor lechem, so now you should only eat it in the sudah. Choze b'she'em b'kezayis. Avon tigun prutza shiyesh b'em kezayis. Afilu azalei ator lechem pashet emvarach hamotzi. U'kanal b'bishol b'kol shkeim b'zeh. So what did he say? He says, Tigun, if it has Torah Lechem, so what? So then you have to be Choshish that what?
That it's Lechem.
That it's Lechem.
So
that it's not Bishul.
You'd rather have it within a Suda.
But if it has a Kazayas, then what?
Then it's no... There's no Suda.
If it has a Kazayas, then both Suda, even if it's Bishul. Or if it's not Bishul, so it's going to be considered Hamotzi. So now, French toast. Is French toast tigun? French toast is tigun. That's what you're doing. So now, if you have a kazayas of French toast, so then you're chayav to wash.
If you cut it up into smaller pieces before you dunk it in the egg and fry it, then we have a question.
Right. Exactly. You should only eat them.
Unless you cover it all the way, right? Totally submerged with the oil. If you submerge with the oil, like you can deep fry the French toast, then you can make it fish oil.
Apparently no one does that. I don't make French toast. I don't know. I wasn't sure what it was.
Right?
An easier way than just eating with a meal is make the meal, just leave one piece as a kazayas. Make a motzi on that one piece, and then eat all the small pieces.
Right? Exactly, right.
That's your meal.
I think every time someone makes French toast, they're always going to, it's going to be a kazayas. They're not making such small. The question, the case of emek kazayas, the classic case of emek kazayas, is matzah brai. Matzah brai, you're... And what are you doing with matzah brai? What's the process of matzah brai?
First,
you have to watch the video.
Right?
How do you make it? No, what are you? You're frying?
It's
tigun.
Same as French.
Also, same thing.
Same
so then, but then your pieces, then it's very shy, but your pieces will be less than a kazayas.
No, but does the egg count? Does that make it official? It's soaking an egg. But not in the fire.
That's
the
ingredient.
It's not the
right. It's not sitting in the liquid. There's no liquid medium that's helping it cook.
Egg is not a liquid medium.
No, that's not the medium. That's the flavor.
When it's cooking, it's not like.
Yeah.
But are we talking about the egg matzah brai or there are different kinds of matzah brai? Some matzah brai you make eggs and you sit the matzah in.
You see like a liquid.
I know there's like a fruity one and then there's an egg one where it's. You make scrambled eggs and you put
them
on
the
scrambled
eggs. Yeah, so let's see this video. Let's go. Let's go. Can we go quickly, Adi?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Only. Can we maybe just send it to the WhatsApps?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he doesn't have to bother with them.
Yeah, we'll send it out. Where is it?
It's just, Ad, you want to send it?
No, send it out.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, we have to move. I think we might have to have two shiurim next week. Because.